The entire system is trying to respond to questions from the Justice Department about equity in the school system and the admissions practices at City Honors, and Cash says he's pushing responses. Education Professor Gary Orfield recommended another City Honors, as the district is starting up another Emerson. Board members argued long about the choices last night and chose both. Board member Larry Quinn says solving the problems is essential.
People have moved into neighborhoods so that they can go to school, and let's not kid ourselves. We've had, Buffalo's lost, what, 300,000 people population in the last 40 years? A large part of that was people choosing to go to another school district. I hear it 1,000 times, I'd love to live in the city, but I won't send my kids to those schools.
Quinn wants rapidly improving elementary schools, feeding better high schools. There is also the issue that Washington may block selection of students for City Honors in the fall without admissions changes. What Cash is pushing is 4 new schools in existing buildings, including a Montessori high school, a science school, an elementary art school, and a career tech high school. David Mauricio is chief of strategic alignment and innovation. Mauricio says the goal is definition of a school's goal.
Making sure that every program has an academically rigorous program, ensuring that it's aligned to Common Core, but more importantly, aligned to what kids will need, students will need as they go on to college or into a career field. And so making sure that it's aligned with those needs. Career focused, every school will have a career program.
These 4 new schools are based on what many school systems, especially New York City, have done to create smaller, narrowly focused schools. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.